Here is Jimmy Clitheroe as the Clitheroe Kid with Peter Sinclair, Patricia Burke, Danny Ross and Diana Day in...
Money for Old Junk. Right, Ozzy. You watch the classroom door while I do Mr. Grimble. Right, kids, my famous impersonation of our beloved form master, Whistling Willie Grimble. Now then, boys, who put the health salts in the Hinkwells? Silence, boys, silence. Now follow this on the blackboard. Six ones are six, six twos are 12, six threes are 18.
Six fours are 24.
Eh? Oh, hello, Mr. Whistler, Warbler, Grumbler, Grimble, Grimble.
What are you doing at my desk, boy?
I was just teaching the other lads the six times table.
Yes. Well, go and sit down, or I'll get my cane and give you six times one on your rear extremity.
Do you mean on me sit upon, sir?
Silence, class. Pay attention and listen. I've just been to see the headmaster, and I've received a severe shock.
Yes, he has got a horrible face, hasn't he?
Silence! We were discussing our jumble sale on Saturday to raise funds for equipping the new school gymnasium. The headmaster tells me that my class has handed hardly anything in at all. Now, come along, boys. Have none of you any useless old jumble?
Yes, sir. Have my exercise boots.
I'll wipe that smile off your face any second now, Clitheroe. If you have the limited time still at our disposal for amassing jumble, I suggest the class might work in pairs. You, Clitheroe, could be partnered by Oswald Higginbottom.
Yes, sir.
In order to stimulate interest in Operation Jumble, the headmaster is awarding two free tickets for a local entertainment show to the boy or boys whose collection of jumble realizes the most money at the sale. Well, Clitheroe?
Oh, I'm listening, sir. Carry on whistling or talking. Hey, will the tickets be for a football match like last year?
That is a distinct possibility, I suppose.
Oh, smashing, sir. I'll bring you that much junk, you'll think you're in the British Museum.
Matt, I've had just a bit enough of this. You can't sit down anywhere in this living room for rubbish.
You're right, Father. Jimmy, I want all this junk moving out of the house. You can start by clearing the table.
Oh, all right, Mum. Now, what have we got? A pair of old boxing gloves? A pot dog with one ear missing? Oh, I'll take this old jacket as well.
Keep your thieving hands off that. That's my new sports coat.
Is it? Why has it got leather patches on the sleeves? Is it so you can lean on the bar at the Rose and Crown without getting your elbows wet?
Mother, when's this house going to get back to normal? It's like being in an antique shop.
Well, you should feel at home, then.
Don't you be cheeky. Oh, it's all right, Susan. We'll get all this junk moved very soon.
Well, I hope so. I've just tripped over something on the landing. And what do you think it is? A stuffed owl under a glass case.
Are you sure it isn't Alfie in a plastic crash helmet?
Now, just you cut it out, Jimmy. I've never heard such nonsense. Who was the idiot who gave you a stuffed owl?
The vicar, Grandad.
The vicar?
Yes, he made a joke about it. He said, "Here you are, James, one stuffed owl. Eats very little birdseed and doesn't give a hoot."
Oh, you and your jokes.
I'll answer the door, Mother. It might be Alfie.
Right, love. Now, look, Jimmy. We've got nothing against your collecting jumble for a good cause, but we don't want it lying about the house. Now, is that clear?
Yes, ma'am, but it is for the school gym, yes. And the headmaster wants to buy a lot of stuff for it.
Why? Is he keen on physical exercise?
Oh, he never talks about anything else. The last time I made stink bombs in the chemistry class, he said, "If this happens again, boy, you're for the high jump."
Mother, it's Mr. Golightly, the curate.
Oh, not that ninny again. I thought the vicar would have got rid of him after his first sermon.
Shh, quiet, Father. Hello, Mr. Golightly. Come in. If you can get in.
Hello, everyone. I say, you are cluttered up in here. Are you preparing to move house, or has Mr. Sinclair started collecting bric-a-brac in his old age?
What was that?
Careful, Mr. Golightly. One blow from me granddad's walking stick, and we might have to send you to the man who stuffed the owl.
Shut up. It's nice to see you, Mr. Golightly. Will you stay for some tea?
Oh, no thanks, Mrs. Clitheroe. I've got to get back to the Dramatic Society. We're in the throes of final rehearsals for Romeo and Juliet. I'm producing, you know.
Yes, I know. How's it going?
Oh, not too badly. Although I cannot say we compare very favourably with the Globe Theatre and the Royal Shakespeare Company.
We're not so much Stratford-on-Avon. We're much more Chalton-cum-Hardy.
Well, they're only amateurs, and I'm sure they'll do very well for you.
Oh, I sincerely hope so, seeing this is my first production. Oh, and there is one encouraging sign. The tickets are selling like hot cakes. Everyone's booking for it. You know, when I was at the box office just now, I'm sure I recognised James Headmaster, Mr. Treadwell, purchasing four.
Who? Toby Jug Treadwell? Mm-hmm. It's a good job it's not Midsummer Night's Dream he's going to see.
Oh, why?
Well, every time the name Bottom was mentioned, he'd automatically reach for his cane.
Most amusing.
Oh, I must tell him that when he comes to see our little show.
Yes, do that, yes.
I'm sure his two guests will appreciate the joke as well.
Yes, they will if they're as daft as old Toby Jug.
Oh, now, James, Mr. Toby Jug. A Treadwell, pass the remark that the tickets would be a much-deserved reward for two very lucky people.
Hey, there'll be the two tickets Whistling Willie mentioned for the... Oh, no. Oh, what a rotten twist.
What are you talking about?
About a right pair of mugs, Ozzie and me.
What?
We've been collecting junk like mad, thinking it'd be a football match. And it's daft Romeo and soppy Juliet.
Oh, James, you're a Philistine.
No, I'm not. I'm CV like you. I must go and make a phone call.
Well, don't be long, Jimmy. Tea's nearly ready.
Right, ma'am. Ta-ra, Mr. Golightly. Hope your play's a big success. And tell Romeo to make sure he doesn't get both legs down one tight.
Oh, he'd have difficulty climbing Juliet's balcony if he did, James. He'd more likely fall down and hurt his...
I wonder what he was going to say then. Where's that phone? What a blooming swindle. I know one thing. If our teacher wants my stuffed owl, he can whistle for it. Hello? Ozzy? Listen, fat chops. The partnership's over. I'm flogging my junk and jacking it in. Ozzy and his dad have been collecting junk on their own for 2 days now, just to get two tickets for Romeo and Juliet. They want the brains testing.
Oh, you surprise me, Jim. Old Higgy going in for Shakespeare. I doubt if he's read half a dozen lines of The Immortal Bard.
It's The Immortal Bard, Whittle.
Oh, is it, Jock? Oh, well, in that case, I stand connected. I went to see a play of his once, As You Like It, but I was the fella as didn't.
Living room, Alfie.
Fantastic. Ah, that was a nice walk we had, wasn't it? Hello, Mrs. Clitheroe.
Hello, Alfie.
Hello, Mr. Sinclair.
Hello, Alfie.
Hello, Mr. Whittle.
Hi there, Alfie.
Hello, Jimmy.
Hello, Alfie. Now say hello to Susan.
Hello, Susan. Oh. Wait a minute. I don't have to say hello to Susan. I know I said hello to you four, but that was because I hadn't met you before. Well, I haven't. I wouldn't know you. But not today. I said hello to Susan when I took her out and I brought her back home before I go.
Oh, are you going? Well, ta-ra, Alfie.
Ta-ra, Jim. Wait a minute, I'm not going yet. You're as bad as the woman in the pay box at the circus.
Oh, have you two been booking for the circus then?
Yeah, and the woman gave me two odd seats. Well, they were evens really, but they were odd because they weren't together, so I made a change in for even seats in the odd numbers instead of odd seats in the even numbers. We're on the back row.
Well, that'll be a change for the Tigers. Instead of you watching them snarling, they can watch you smooching.
No, shut up, you.
Hey, we saw your headmaster and his wife at the circus, Mr. Treadwell. Yeah, he recognised me as one of his old boys. Yeah, do you know what he said?
Yeah, Oh, it's Alfred Hall, my most outstanding failure.
You. Mrs. Clitheroe, can I thump him? He said there was some mix-up because Mr. Treadwell was buying two free seats to do with the school gym. And he said, did he remember the time I got my head stuck in the parallel bars?
He's booked two free tickets for the circus?
Yeah, he said it were a reward for somebody at school.
Well, why didn't you say this before instead of bleating away like Paddy McGinty's goat?
You what?
I've got to work fast.
Jimmy, would you mind telling me why we brought this battered old clock with us?
It's a peace offering for Ozzy. I want him to know he's my best pal, and that's why I'm giving him the clock.
Yeah, but it's got no works inside it.
Of course not. You don't think I'm daft, do you? If it had works in it, I could plug it to somebody else. Now, stand well back while I knock on their door. It might fall down. Now leave the talking to me.
Yes?
Oh, it's you, Mr. Heenbottom. Can I see Ozzy, please?
He's having a bath. What do you want him for?
It's about his battered old clock.
What was that, fish face?
He means we've brought this clock for Ozzy to add to his collection for the jumble sale.
Oh, we've got enough jumble. It's like an Egyptian bazaar in here. Now, clear off.
But, Mr. Higginbottom, it's about this jumble sale. I won't keep Ozzy a minute.
I told you he's having a bath.
Yes, well, everybody knows he only has one a year.
You what?
Headmaster only has one jumble sale. And we've come to do Ozzy a good turn, haven't we, Alfie?
That's right, yeah. We want Ozzy to get the most junk.
Yeah, so he can win the seat.
Yeah, we think Ozzy should be in a circus.
Look, I'll clout you with that clock in a minute.
Better still, stick Alfie's head in it. Then we can flog it as a cuckoo clock.
No, I'll thump you.
Look, Mr. Higginbottom, can I speak to Ozzy, please?
How many more? He's in the bath.
Well, can I shout up the plug hole?
No.
You're wasting your time trying to see Ozzy, Jimmy. His dad couldn't care less about the free tickets for the circus.
Go on, me lad!
Sorry, Alfie. When we get home, I'll rub it better. With the poker.
Yeah. Look, any more cheek and I'll tell him why you were here trying to win Ozzy round, giving him this clock with no work fit. Go, me other leg! You've done me other leg now.
If you were a spider, I'd do all eight of them.
All right, Clitheroe, I'm on to your little game.
You what?
Oh, this rubbish about doing Ozzy a good turn. You must think I'm a mug.
Oh, that's right.
Hey, what?
No. I mean, that's right. About Jimmy only trying to get round Ozzy so they can share the keep away from my legs.
All right, Clitheroe, I'll help Ozzy to win them two free seats for the circus. And he can share them with me. And we'll think of you all the time we're watching the monkeys.
All right, then. You can give Ozzy a message for me.
What is it?
The partnership's still off, and I'll win them tickets for myself. So tell him to put that in his rubber duck and squeeze it.
Moved my overalls and gardening boots out of the tool shed.
No, I haven't touched them. Are you sure you didn't leave them somewhere else?
No, I put them on the workbench this morning and now they've vanished. Somebody's stolen them.
Oh, don't be so silly. Nobody want those old things. Except maybe a farmer for a scarecrow.
Mother, will you come and speak to our Jimmy? He's been in my room and stolen my bikini.
Your bikini? Oh, he must look a pretty sight in that.
It's not funny. If I hadn't seen him, he would have had it in his sack for the jumble sale tomorrow.
The jumble sale, Father, that's it. Your overalls and boots, I'll bet he's got them.
Oh, has he? Come on, where is he, Susan?
In the lounge here.
Jimmy, where are you going with that sack?
Up the chimney. Merry Christmas.
Oh. Come on, open up. Let's see what's inside.
It's nothing, ma'am. Just old junk for the jumble sale.
You're not selling my clothes to other people.
It's all right. We disinfect everything before we sell it.
You cheeky young monkey.
Jimmy, you have no right to take Susan's property without her permission.
But I only took a bikini and she can't wear it. My granddad said so last summer. Remember he said, if you want to be Lady Godiva, let your hair grow.
I only wear it for sunbathing.
When you wore that, the only thing that went red was Alfie Hall's face.
Now, give Susan her things back at once, and let's see what else you've got in there.
Poor Grandad!
Come on, do as you're told.
Oh, all right. There you are, and a mouldy lot of stuff it is.
So, you have got my overalls and boots, you little robber.
Oh, fancy putting my bikini in with those filthy boots.
Your bikini wasn't touching his filthy boots. I wrapped it in his filthy overall.
Well, just for your cheek, you're not taking any of those things for the jumble sale.
But this is all I've collected and the sale's tomorrow, and Ozzy won't share with me.
But what about the pile of stuff you collected the other day, the owl and everything?
Well, when I stopped being Ozzy's partner, I flogged my half to the rag and bone man. And all I got was two goldfish and a whistle with the pea missing.
Well, you'll be at the school jumble sale empty-handed tomorrow because you're not taking a thing from this house.
But, Jim, love, you got all my old junk the other day. I've got nothing else.
But what about old clothes? You have a tacky old suit, that's all it, on Sunday.
Well, when I was in the garden?
No, when you were in church.
Now, that remark has put me to the wick, that has. I'll have you know, I bought that suit when I had the honour of being presented to the Queen.
Oh, I read about that.
Oh, did you?
Yes, when Queen Victoria said, we are not amused.
Hey, cut it out, Jim, I'm not all that old. If I'd met Queen Victoria personally, that'd make me an oxygenarian. Or even a centurion.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Whistle. Look, about the jumble sale.
Surely you can give me something out of your music, your living room. I mean, all them things on the walls and on the sideboard. Or them old chairs.
Jim, the landlady told me them chairs have been in her family for over 100 years.
Well, don't you think it's time they bought some new ones?
You don't understand, Jim. They're antiques. A lot of the other stuff's mine. Souvenirs from my travels in foreign climates. There's that death mask from the Fidget Islands. And that Japanese sword where an emperor committed hurry-curry with. And a piece of rock from Gibraltar with the name running right through it. That was a joke, Jim.
You could have fooled me. And I suppose them plates with the Chinese writing on came from the Chinese mandolin who built the Great Wall.
No, I got them from a Chinese restaurant near Liverpool Docks.
Alfie?
It were.
On the stage there, talking to that little fat woman who keeps tugging her dress up.
Whilst we're waiting for Romeo, could you start that speech again, my dear?
Very well. Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo?
No, 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 my dear, that is not what I want.
Hey, Jim, she's Juliet.
Yeah, what? I thought Juliet was 15 years old, not 15 stone. Must be a brave man.
Oh.
Romeo! Fancy standing under her balcony.
No, you are not wondering where Romeo is, dear. You're asking why should he be called Romeo? Like this. Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou Romeo?
Call, call, go man, go lightly.
James, is that you?
Yes, Juliet, my pin-up girl.
Excuse me, my dear, I must speak to that boy.
Oh, Jimmy, your cracker's teasing him like that. He'll give you nothing for the jumble sale, except perhaps that box to keep your head in.
Now, what are you doing here, nuisance?
He came with me.
I'm talking to you. Hello, Alfred.
My name's Jimmy, not Alfred.
Oh, balderdash.
No, Clitheroe, Jimmy Clitheroe.
Say, shut up, mischief.
Now, come on, you two, make your minds up. Is my name Balderdash, Clitheroe or Mischief?
James, I am far too busy to argue with you. Juliet is waiting for me to coach her.
Coach? With her size, you need a tank carrier.
Will you shut up? I'm sorry, Mr. Balderdash. You're curate, I mean. I'll take him out. I didn't mean to bring him in. Well, not here, to your house where we're going, but he said he'd be producing your play, so I thought that's where we'll find the junk. Not your play, for the jumble set.
Yeah, I understand what you mean.
Well, explain it to Alfie. Look, Mr. Golightly, if you'll just give me some stuff for the jumble set, I'll take Alfie away, give him some hot milk and put him to bed in his kennel.
Look, any more and I'll go home and let you walk.
All right, Alfred. Now, look, James, I am trying to produce a play under great difficulties.
I know, we've seen Juliet. You'll need a crane to get her on that balcony.
Hey, Mr. Golightly, how
How much longer have we got to hang about waiting for you?
I'm coming now. Hang on.
Is that the stage manager, Mr. Golightly?
No, I'm afraid he is Romeo.
Him? Romeo? Did you hear him, Mr. Golightly? Kept dropping his H's. You'd have done better with Mr. Whittle. Liverpool's Marlon Brandy.
That will do. I'm too busy to worry about your jumble sale. Anyway, there's nothing here I could give you.
That's not what the caretaker at the front said. When I asked for you, he said, "The curate's inside with the biggest load of rubbish I've ever seen."
Yeah, come on, Susan. I can see Jimmy Stall in the middle of the hall there. We'll buy our shirt off him.
Oh, I hate these jumble sales.
Well, I had to come. I mean, Mr. Treadwell said it was my duty as an old boy of the school.
All right. Well, hurry up and buy a cracked teapot, a bowl of goldfish and a picture of the stag at bay and let's get to the cinema.
Yeah, right, yeah. Oh, heck.
What?
Jimmy hasn't got a cracked teapot. Will you have a shaving mug instead?
I was only saying... Oh, never mind. Yes. All my life I've wanted a shaving mug.
Oh, good. Well, I'll get... you're pulling the leg, aren't you?
Well, if it isn't the lovebirds, Sparrow Legs Susan and Tom Twit.
Oh, don't start already.
Alfie, are you still going to marry our Susan, or have you had your eyes tested?
Yeah, what?
Well, let me sell you something for your bottom drawer. How about a flannelette nighty, donated by Fatty Eccles? Can be used for camping as a bell tent.
Alfie, come on. We don't want him showing us up.
Never mind her. This is where you get the bargains. Deal with Honest Jim. I'm not here today and gone tomorrow. I'm here today and gone tonight. Here's something given by Colonel Fortescue.
How about this, sir, from Boneo?
A genuine shrunken head. Only one previous owner. £10.
Yeah, I'm not paying £10 for that.
All right, I'll do you a straight swap. This head for yours.
Will you stop this nonsense? Shrunken head. It's carved out of wood.
Well, I'll still swap him. How about a bottle of Beaky Billington's elderberry wine? It cures coughs, colds, carbuncles and cauliflower ears. Brings your carpets up like new. Oh, hello, Mr. Grimble.
Oh, hello, James. Mr. Hall, isn't it? And James's sister, Susan.
Yes, she's sewing shirts for soldiers.
What was that?
She's bought some shirts for the sale.
Hello, sir. Jimmy told me about you. You're whistling Mr. Willie. Mr. Grimble.
Hello, Mr. Grimble.
How do you do? Well, James, you've nearly sold out, I see.
Oh, yes, sir. I'm just going to get some more. Would you mind the stall, Alfie?
Yes, but I can't stall it. Mind it. But I don't know how much to charge.
Let the people bid for things. Get as much as you can.
Oh, Alfie, now you've landed yourself.
Ah, don't worry. James won't be away long. He's determined to win the prize. I must see how successful the others are. See you later.
Bye, Mr. Grimble.
Hello, Susan. Alfie? Oh, I thought this was Jimmy's stall.
Alfie's looking after it for a minute.
Oh. Is that so? Well, Alfie, any chance of a bargain?
Well, you'll have to bid for what you want. Now, come on, everybody, bid up.
Oh, all right, now, how about that coffee pot, Father?
Right, I'll bid sixpence.
Oh, Father, come on, 2 shillings.
Can I join in? 4 shillings.
Oh, I see. 4 and 6 pence.
Do I hear 5 shillings?
5 shillings.
Steady, my dear.
5 and 6.
Yeah, for five and six, I'm bidded.
6 shillings.
Right.
Yeah, 6, I hear you.
Yeah, all right, I won't go more than that.
7 shillings.
What?
7 and 6. 8. Sold to the gent to me. All right.
Oh, give me a hand, Grandad. Hello, ma'am.
What's all this?
10 articles I bought for 5 bob. I'll make 2 quid on these. I couldn't collect anything last night, but I've bought 3 lots at 5 bob, and I'll have made £5. Let fat Aussie beat that.
You mean... you're buying at one stall and selling them at yours?
That's it, ma'am. I'm the middleman, and Ozzy's the clothead.
Is that so, Clitheroe? Well, I'm going to knock your head off, you little thief.
Now, you take that back, Higginbotham, or I'll be doing a bit of head-knocking.
No, 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 Father, stop it. What do you mean, Mr. Higginbotham?
I'll tell you. That thieving little...
I've warned you now, Higgy.
Clout him with this aspidestra, Grandad. Only 1 shilling to you.
This darling little boy of yours has twisted Ozzy out about 5 quid.
Is this true, Jimmy?
I paid for everything I bought.
Yes, when we weren't there, missus. I've been on the store with Ozzy, and three times we've been called away to see one of the masters. And each time we were gone, this skiving dear little child has bought 10 pieces of stuff off Charlie Thompson for 5 bob. That's 15 bob for about 5 quid's worth of jumble.
Well, blame Charlie Thompson.
Listen. Every time we went, it was a false alarm. Who do you think was sending the phony messages?
I think Mr. Grimble wants me. I'll be off. I won't be a minute.
You come back here. Now, go on, Mr. Higginbottom.
But why did Charlie sell this stuff so cheaply?
Oh, that was the touch of genius. When we walked away, somebody walked up and plonked this card in front of our store.
What does the card say?
Buy here. Nothing over sixpence.
Well, that does it. Jimmy, when I get you home. Jimmy, where is he, Pat?
The little scamp. Alfie, Susan, did you see where he went?
Yeah, through that door at the end, Mark, gents.
There's an exit on the other side of there. He hasn't gone to see a man about a dog.
Well, if he has, from the way he was running, it's a greyhound.
Shut up crying, Ozzy. I gave you half your stuff back and you won the blooming tickets. Oh, stop snivelling. I've only borrowed the tickets off you. I'll give you half back when I've used them. It was a joke, Ozzy. Laugh. And don't you dare tell anybody what I've been up to, because if you tell tales, the Black Hand Gang will call you chicken and we'll grab one of your legs each and play wishbones.
What's going on here? What are you doing with Oswald, Clitheroe?
Oh, just cheering him up, sir.
But he's crying.
I know, I've only just started, sir.
Well, now I can cheer you up, Clitheroe. The headmaster has a surprise for you. Since Oswald only beat you by 16 shillings and sixpence, Clitheroe, that Mr. Treadwell has decided to award you 2 tickets as well. So, here they are.
Oh, thanks, sir. You're the best, sir, in school.
Right, sir. Off you go.
Right. Here's your tickets back, Ozzy. Let me see. Oh, my tickets for Roy, eh? Look, I'll be in front of you. What are you pointing at? I can read it's Roy, eh? The best seats in the... Oh, no, what a dirty trick.
What's wrong with you, Clitheroe?
These tickets, they aren't for the circus like Ozzy's. Mine are for Rotten Romeo and Juliet.
Those involved with the Clitheroe Kid this week were Peter Sinclair as grandfather, Patricia Burke as mother, Danny Ross as Alfie Hall, Diana Day as Susan, Tony Melody as Mr. Higginbottom, Brian Truman as Harry Whittle and Mr. Grimble, and Colin Edwin as Mr. Golightly. The recorded programme was written by James Casey and Frank Roscoe, produced by James Casey, and starred Jimmy Clitheroe as the kid himself.
With me grandad. It was funnier than the clowns at the circus. Romeo's tights kept going slack and Juliet leaned over the balcony, snapped something and did the rest of the play with her arms folded. Then me grandad started to snore and I whispered in his ear, "Last orders, please." He jumped up just as Romeo said, "Oh, speak again, bright angel." And me grandad shouted, 2 pints and a bottle of broom." Thank you.